conceived these innermost traditions concerning from me. This is wonderful. I am rather trying myself in this way of wonderful. This is not a chance coincidence, not a matter of the minute, but this sort of grace is being conferred on me, and not only a permanent sadhika, this is a permanent settlement. He is conferring down on me, the smallest and negligent creature, can ever become sweet in this world. But too much of the grace. And we are very eager to get some happiness, but even a point is very much dear to us. Aspect of happiness of this. One professor, Babu Sanyas, he told when he was a boy, he was a man of Faridpur, and that this Ganges water is very dear. So, from his childhood, he was habituated to see Ganges water by drops. A drop of Ganges water, it starts on one of the head, it is in the water. The conception of Ganges water is in the head. But his father was in Bhagalpur on the verge of Ganges. Once, following his father, he came to this side and passing through Ganges water. Then, when he told what river is this, his father told, this is Ganges, river Ganges. So much water. The boat is passing through Ganges water. And only a drop of Ganges water can never be found, but should hardly be found in our country, and so much Ganges water is there that the boat is passing through. So, so much happiness. All gracefulness, all divinities are so much clear to this power of the creature. And there is everything. All dancing is on your tongue. And to him on the tongue, all drink is but nectar. All words are sweet because their subject matter is sweetness personified Krishna. But all, please me everybody. And the very environment, trees, cows, lambs, everything, all fulfilled in our tattva. Oh, you are Krishna Bhakta. Everything for you is there. Everything for you, offering them. Everything, we are all your friends. You can take anything you like. We are ready for your satisfaction. Opulence being offered from all that is the meager representation to us in this fallen area where the fallen souls are living. That has been extended to the scriptures challenges of the Indonesian Palu Aregans coming down from that land here to recruit us to take us to that. So truly representing you you like happiness. You want happiness. Are you seeking happiness, ecstatic? Oh, come with me. The opulence is there. The cunning, the mind is there. You come as how much you can take, how much you can contain. তার একটা বৃক্ষ আমি এখানে কল্যাণ গল্প চলে এনেছিলাম টানিয়া আমি তো বৃক্ষ এই কর্কসমন নাচিল বৃক্ষের সভা তারপরে যে গুরু প্রসাদ এসে তাকে আবার ফের নির্ণয় ইয়ে করে সংস্কার করে তোমাদের কাছে and it is open to all. No much energy, question of energy in taking them. From whatever corner he may come, only a sincere will is necessary. Yes, I want. Sincere. Do sincerely. Yes, I want this. And that is required. No other qualification is necessary. Only sincere will. Only, yes, I want this. But everything is there. And yes, come forward. I shall be it. But the will must be sincere. Shraddha. Shraddha. Faith. Then, he is here. Sesavo nahi dulaga. Ahankara kritanam tu madhi parvada sahaya. Ahankara kritanam kesavo nahi dulaga. He is not far away. Only the egoism is the wall between these two. And the egoism of karma and the gan removed, and we are with the law. We are with the law, but we are with the law. And for them, and the near for the others, for the sadhana is near. So near, that we cannot conceive of that yams. Even Padas himself is not so near to himself. He is so near to us. When you conceive it clearly, I cannot see him as much as he can see me. I cannot love me as much as he loves me. And his men love me. I can't love him in himself so much. But he has our relationship with the Lord. But if the divine master can make us conscious of this fact, of our destination, what are we doing? Only gathering some transcendent For instance, cleaning of this material sensation, of this material body.
I like this part. Correct you on.
So our Swami Maharaj has done a miracle. He has done a miracle. Bhagavad Gita is confused, and the Prabhupada tried to add his conception to translate into action. And he lost the. And anyhow, we find that through Swami Maharaj, he is a reason to be fulfilled. He is gracious. We are happy. We are glad. We are proud of this. We love you all. Guru Maharaj told that when one person is come to take discharge and to change the mind, then he said that after wandering a long time in the foreign land, he is again coming just to the spring home. Homeward. Homeward means homeward, back to God, back to home, back to Godhead, back to God and back to home. Sweet, sweet home. Our home is here and none and nowhere else. So, we may be quite free there. No apprehension of any misgivings or misunderstanding. Such boldness and clear faith. We can go on. And what are you reading on the back? That is all mortal things tradition.
By me and my experience, in both ways, this teaching is me. So, I was fortunate to have this association since a very long time. For us, in 1930 or something like that, at that time, he did not accept sannyas. He just left home, Manaprastha. In his quiet days, he went to Rama. And I think you remember this incident when you went to Allahabad? Yes, thank you. Yes, at that time.
You took prasad on the roof.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes. So, in that auspicious occasion, we are connected. Before that, in 1922, when I was manager in Dr. Bose's laboratory, young man, and I was nationalist Congress Party, I was a devotee of Mahatma Gandhi and Shia Das. At that time, I was in connection with the Congress in 1970. Yes, 17, when Annie Besant became the Congress president. Then I became serious in 1920 and I gave up my education. So, one of my friends, that friend is also now, you perhaps you know, man, I got Naren Molli. Yes. He was my intimate friend. So, in their house, old Sita Maharaj went to beg some alms. They were rich men. So he informed me that one nice sannyasi came to our house and he has invited in Uttaranga, there is Gauriya Mart. So he has invited me. I used to go there. Why don't you come? Let us go together. He was my very intimate friend. So at that time, I was a little specialistic. Well, now I go. I know all the sadhus there. I'm not there. So he forced me. Oh, why not? Then let us go. All right, let us go. So I went to see His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1922, in that Uttaranga building, and that time Prabhupada was sitting on the roof, there was a small house, a room, and we are welcome because Narayan Mallik was a very rich man and he contributed some money. So we went to see Prabhupada, offer our obeisances. So immediately he said that you are all educated young man, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message throughout the whole world? So I replied him that we are dependent nation, we will hear our message. We can talk all these things after we get independent. Because I was politically minded at this time. Yes. So he refuted my argument. Suddenly I was defeated. And I took his words very seriously. I appreciated. Then we had offered some prasadam. We came down. My friend Narayan Mallik asked me, how did you like this sadhu? And yes, here is a sadhu in whose hand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is there. And it will be done. I think it is very nice. That was my appreciation. And then 1923, I resigned my post at Narayan in Bose's laboratory. And I accepted the agency for whole UP, beginning from Mavasai up to Delhi. And I set my head office in Allahabad. So I was always thinking, oh yes, I met a very nice sadhu. From the very beginning, that was my impression that I have met a real sadhu. So, actually, the word Ravamatra Sadhu 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 Siddhi was actually, I perceived it. For a moment, and he impressed so much Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that it continued. Then, in 1928, when there was Kumbh Mela, Maharaj, when you joined Gauri Math?
27.
That means?
Graduation
27 May. In 1928 there was a Kumbh Mela. And during the Kumbh Mela, the Tirtha Maharaj with a party came to my shop, prayer pharmacy, all of the sessions. And I said, oh, these are the people I saw. Gauri Math. Yes. Come on. I was so glad. So Tirtha Maharaj asked me that we have come near here. We are going to establish a temple in Allahabad. We have heard your name, so we have come to you, please help us. Yes, I will help you. So in this way, I contributed, my attending physician contributed, and some other friends. In this way, we became friends. And Sita Maharaj, old Sita Maharaj, at a first meeting in my house at Allahabad, which I think the Sarvesha Brahmachari and Dheer Krishna Brahmachari. Yes. So, my father was Vaishnava. When I invited this Gaudimath sadhus, my father thought that I have invited some sadhus of the Ramakrishna Mission. So, you are not very interested. While Tirthamana is speaking, I called my father was that time in there. I called him that, please come down. There is a meeting on the Gaudimath. So, he could not resist my request. He came down, but he did not think that some devotees have come. They thought this Ramakrishna Mission, that's all. So he was not very happy, but I told, he was sitting, in the meeting he just criticized him. Then when he heard the speech of our old Siddha Maharaj, old brothers, he understood that there was no one. Then immediately after the meeting, he fell down on his feet. I misunderstood who said that he was the Ramakrishna Mission Sadhus. I'm so glad to meet you. So, that is the beginning of my intimate relationship with Gaudiya. And they were coming, and whenever somebody would come, I would invite them to lecture in my house. In that way, Sridhar Maharaj, at that time, Ramendra Sundar Bhattacharya, he was also invited at my house. And before I invited Bharati Maharaj. And you were with Bharati Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, my connection became developed with Gaudiya Math. Then, gradually, the process began. Harishe Tartanam Tanam. I wanted to become a very big businessman, and there was good opportunity. I was very nicely associated with the chemical industry of India, Dr. Bose's laboratory, Bengal Chemical, D.K. Park. And all of that, they liked my business organization. Then I started a big laboratory in Lucknow. So, that was golden day. But gradually, everything became dwindled. And at last, my Allahabad business was lost. It was not lost. On account of some of my debts, I had to hand it over to Dr. Karthikchandra Bose, because I was his agent, so I had some debts. So I tell you, all right, you take his business. In this way, the craft service was lost. So I was not going to, I was sitting at home. So this Gadabhar Maharaj, at that time, Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Otulananda Brahmachari, they used to come to take their subscription, and they were requesting, why don't you come to our mosque? You are now free. So I used to visit the temple that was not far away from my house. Then, Maratha, yes. Then the intimate relationship with Gaudimath grew. In this way, I think in 1933, Yes, the Salman Khan Heli came to lay down the foundation stone of Allahabad Mosque. Maharaj, I think you remember.
Yes.
Yes.
Just after coming from the Indavan.
Yes. Parikrama. And the Parikrama, that is also another incident. That I was not initiated at that time, but I had very good admiration for the Lodimar people. And before 1933, I met Siddhar Maharaj and other devotees, old Tirtha Maharaj. So they are very kind to me. So the Parikrama, I thought, what these people are doing in this Parikrama? Let me go. So I met them in Kosi, where Maharaj came at them. And all people were going to see some Desa site. Yes. So, at that time, Vinod Da, later on Kesam Maharaj, he informed that Bhava is going to Mathura tomorrow morning and he will speak Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to remain, may remain or otherwise they may prepare to go to see Sethu Sai. So at that time, I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Out of them, Siddhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it right. What can I see this Sethu Sai? Let me hear. Prabhupada speak. Let me hear. The Prabhupada marked that this
book. You have to listen to him.
He, because he is a Vaikuntha person, he could understand that this boy is eager to hear. So he very much appreciated. So when he came back to Allahabad, so Ganesh Babu, he introduced me that he is a nice devotee. The Prabhupada immediately replied, yes, I have marked him. He does not go away, he hears. This very word he said, yes, I will accept him, as you said. Then I was initiated. And this way, our relationship with Gaudiya developed. And gradually, as it developed, the other side diminished. Then there are long histories in this time. But I had the opportunity of associating with His Holiness. For several years, I had the opportunity. Krishna and Prabhupada liked it to prepare me. Siddhar Maharaj live as a in my house as a sublessee for a few years. So naturally we had very intimate talk and he was my good advisor. I took his advice, his instruction very seriously because from the very beginning I know he is a pure Vaishnava and devotee. And I wanted to associate with him and try to help him also in some ways. He also tried to help me. Our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gaudiya Mosque, I wanted to organize another organization, making Siddhar Maharaj head. And I wanted to make, at that time, Goswami Maharaj, one of my friend's house at Sialda. Siddhar Maharaj, you may remember those things. I wanted to organize so many ways, but somehow or other.
I had one house on 10 years ago.
Yes.
Belonging to Nariman.
Yes.
In very small.
Yes. He wanted to rent that only for 90 rupees. I told him, just give me the concept. See, at that time he was getting 125, but because I am his friend, all that has been like it. So that could not happen somewhere other. So I was trying from the very beginning, after the disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta.
The disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta?
Yes. Yes, 1944. I think you were at that time at my house. Yes. So, somehow or other, this intention for preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased and the other side decreased. We are still on local side, but I was not in this influence, but Krishna forced me that you must give us. And this thing is no better. How it decreased. Then almost it became me, and then I left home in 1950. Whatever it was there, all I to do what we like. In 1950, for 4 years, I remained as Banaprastha, only 4 years, from 1950 to 1959.
In the meantime, the Bombay life.
Bombay life, yes. Bombay life, that is giving my household life. I opened an office in Bombay for my business. And Gaudiya Math was established by us. I am one of them, Sridhar Maharaj also. And we made two parties for winning, collecting alms. Sridhar Maharaj, myself, and Goswami Maharaj, at that time he was Atul Chandra Goswami. So I took them to some of my friends, chemist friends, doctor's friends. So I collected about 500 rupees to Sridhar Maharaj to speak. I introduced, and Goswami, at that time, Goswami Maharaj, old canvas. In this way, three combined together in 1 day or 2 days, and that time 500 rupees was big amount. Big sum, yes. So, Goswami Maharaj very much appreciated, and he began to speak highly about me that Hare Babu is so smart, he has got so many friends, he has collected so many things. So why does he should not be the marking charge in this way? Why should not be he does? Why is living separately in this way? So Prabhupada, Parat Siddhartha, when he was married, he said, it is better to live separately from you people. And he would do the necessity in due course of time. So I could not understand what Srila Prabhupada meant by that. So his inclination, blessings, were always upon me, although I was unfit. But he was so kind.
I have a friend of
collecting 49 points to come back to the same expenditure of the Bandhana.
Yes, you are afraid.
Prabhupada gave me some money, but he is afraid. He gave this money, and then he can. So, and by Guru Vaishnava, and whatever position I got, it is by Guru's mercy and the Vaishnava's blessings. Otherwise, I am insignificant. So I wish that Srila Maharaj may bestow his blessing as you are saying, always, and may Guru Maharaj may help me. I can give some service so long as he has.
Yes. And because of Bhagavatam and Radha and Damodar in Jyogasthani, that said, the last impression to
In fact, Guru Maharaj wanted, and he told him what people did not do anything. So, let me try in this old age. So the inspiration came, and I went by his grace. It has become little successful, that's all. I have no credit. It is all the blessings of Guru and Vaishnava, that's all. I have no credit. I do not know how things are happening, because I am not at all qualified for this. But it is truly, Kariya Vaishnava Seva Anistha Pesha Seva.
Praying ourselves in the current of eternity.
Yes.
Carry me fire your life. And he carried to us the land of gold and golden avatar.
I understand, it will be my American disciples, that you are so much, I must say, taken care of, right? Yes. The position is very good. And now he takes the Krishna consciousness and you become a perfectness. That I please all. By the grace of Krishna, you have got everything. All material of life. Now make it flat, Krishna. Then it will be very nice. Lakshmi Narayana. So these boys are trying very sincerely and seriously. And I hope even I do not live many more years, they will carry out this order.
So coming down to you, that's what the
challenge. This is our problem. We love problems. So if we are in that dharma, we are also counted within that. Yes. God. That's that thing. Washed away. And we are being washed away by Bhakti Vada.
Everything is there. This ashram is being opened today. What is its position? In Srimad Bhagavatam we find Vanantu Sattiko Vasa Jyama Vasastu Rajasa Tamasam Dhuta Sadanam Manniketam Tu Nirgunam Vanavas. That plain living with minimum materials for our to help our life, that is Vanavas, a simple life, plain living, high thinking, simple life. But there also we are master of that that little thing, the Sattikavas. Most conducive to our religious life. No grandeur of any material enjoyment, etc. that is Sattvika Vas, Vanavas. Rajasa Vas is a life where we are engaged in various activities in the upliftment of the society and the world and its civilization. That is Rajasa. Where maximum energy is spent to improve the paraphernalia where we live to make us comfortable. Tamasavas, dutta sadhana, without caring for any social life, only sense pleasure, maximum, and minimum and given to others in a society or any paraphernalia. Reckless life, the life in the clubhouse or a hotel or something like that is a responsible life. Tamaso, dutta sadhanam, maniti ekam tunet gunam, and if we live our life in the house of Lord, we may dive ourselves in any amount of grandeur or anything of the type, but still it is let go because we are not masters there. We are servants, the Vanavas, those simple which with minimum materials around our lives to live, but still there we are masters in command. But here we are mere servants, everything to be served, whatever we shall see there all around, even a tree, even a creeper, even a dust, that is to be served, and not to enjoy, nor to renunciate. That is a form of life, a life of worship, a life of devotion, not only to the deity, the Lord, but including all his paraphernalia. And to see that they are also serving the Supreme Entity. With this idea, to be a serving factor in all serving environment and the Supreme Law. Manniti gantune gunam. So we have come to live here a life of nirguna life, gunatito, that the crossing all sorts of reality with this material, relativity with this material world, whatever of conception it may be. And to learn that Isha Vashamidam Sadbhang, the fundamental truth given in the Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, that Isha Vashamidam Sadbhang, that in everything there is the presence of the Supreme Entity and the Supreme Lord. With this conception, we are to live in such a training house. I was told that in Back to Godhead, one gentleman, he wrote that so-called universities and colleges and schools are slaughterhouses. I am very much pleased with this idea. Yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this sort of institution, which our Guru Maharaj has been inaugurated in this world to uplift us and all jivas towards the Supreme Universe, it was the loving service of the Supreme Humanity. We have right oasis in a desert. All these are oases in the desert. They are life-giving and not flattering in institutions like so many educational institutions that we find. And one Savidya Manumati Jaya, where this sort of training comes, that we go towards center, towards reality, towards beauty, towards harmony, towards solution of life, towards nectar-giving life. These institutions are only helpful, and this is necessary. Once Madan Mohan Malaviya came a leader, a famous leader in the past history, that is recent history of India. He came to visit our Guru Maharaj, and after listening to his words, he told that every village should have a one center of your divine grace. But our Guru Maharaj answered in return that I want to make everybody a temple of the Lord. Every human body I want to make a temple there, not only villages. So that was his idea. With this idea he started his mission, Gaudiya Mission. And we see that Swami Maharaj, by his grace, is able to spread, to take it beyond India and throughout the world and different continents. We are very happy to see new faces around us for the preaching purpose and spreading the deeds of the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, the Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the Srila Mahaprabhu, the mission of Sri Krishna and his love. We heard there are elevationists, there are renunciationists, but we are sadhikas. Jehaṁ yusāṁ abhimano suryāt sadāno. True to the heaven and the heart that is heavy at that. True to the kindred point of heaven and the heart. Cloister and the heart. Knowledge of each. But heart has been made the cloister. The Gopi Bhajan is to make heart the cloister. Not that the cloister has a separate place. The heart will be cloister. And Krishna conception of Godhead is only make possible the heart to be the cloister. The whole cell will be converted, every nook and the corner. Nothing should be left out. No faculty should be left out for any other purpose but to devote all respect to the Supreme Entity. To be faithful to the extreme, nothing should be left. This is only possible in Sri Krishna conception of Godhead. Bhakti-yoga-samrita-murti, all sorts of ecstatic happiness, anything of the type can be possible in its divine form when we find Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord and nowhere else. One gentleman and Western gentleman, he told, There are many conceptions of religion in different parts of the world, but we do not find any conception of religion where 24 hours can be reported in the service of the Supreme Lord. Not only Sunday, not only thrice in the day, not only five times in the day, but every hour and a second should be devoted in the service of the Supreme Entity, and then nothing will be left behind. No. This sort of service is only possible in Kirtaniya Sada Hari and in the service, in the Ashtakariya Leela of Sri Krishna Chandra himself in Madhura Rasam. Sri Chaitanya Dev came down to this world to preach that, to give that lecture and life to our nation. One and all. Vimatrasya Adhikarita, take the name of the Lord and you will find your daughter in his heaven one day, one time. Indeed, not money is necessary, not physical energy in great quantity is necessary. No other helping things, only try to take the name sincerely. In a right channel it should be acquired, otherwise there will be some tampering energy. Trade in the name of religion is also going on here and there, and we should save ourselves from those difficulties. And by following a bona fide path, that we can get our achievement. So, in the day of the advent of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna consciousness means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Consciousness is Chaitanya, and Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna, who came here to arouse in us the pure consciousness of Krishna, means serving Krishna in all round, all aspects. This is, and this this laudable action is being done in a great quantity by Swami Maharaj. So we are very happy to getting the chance of attending this function.
Sripad Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and all assembled devotees of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. Today marks a very grand day for us because it is now the birth anniversary of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared nearly 500 years ago just in this Sridhar Mayapur. And his appearance was prayed for by Sri Advaita Acharya because the world had become in such a state where people were forgetting the actual path of how to approach God. The path of pure bhakti was being lost, and Advaita Acharya prayed that somehow some merciful incarnation would come to save the world and restore the path of bhakti once again. In answer to his prayers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this planet. And his appearance was called the most merciful of all. There's one prayer, Namo Maha Bharanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namani Gore Satyaya Namaha.
My dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the most merciful of all incarnations of Godhead. Even you are more kind than Lord Krishna himself, because you are delivering what no other incarnation has ever delivered before. Pure Krishna prem, pure love for Krishna. Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita to the point that one should surrender everything unto him. Surrender everything unto Krishna. But in the course of time, this process of surrendering, how to surrender to Krishna, that was lost. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is specially meant to teach us how to surrender to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Krishna trying to understand the love that Radharani feels for him. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the form of devotee. And he is teaching us how to love Krishna. So actually, this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, down to the many great acharyas, and most recently, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Gaur Kishore Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Sridhar Maharaj. This line of Gaudiya Vaishnava is giving us the highest teaching of all. Lord Chaitanya is teaching pure, unalloyed devotion without any tinge of material contamination. That love which was exhibited by the gopis 5,000 years ago is once again being given by Lord Chaitanya. And the process he has given is very simple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after all, came as a practical preacher, and he demonstrated personally the method by which one could attain the highest form of love of God. That simple method, specifically meant for Kali Yuga, is by chanting the Lord's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's one wonderful mantra which Lord Chaitanya used to recite. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kaluva Nasteva, 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 Kathiransa. Because in other yugas, it might have been possible to perform various opulent sacrifices. It might have been possible to perform the mystic yoga process. It might have been possible to perform a very opulent big temple worship. But in Kali Yuga, we are not so fortunate as in past yugas. The lifespan is very short. The intelligence is very meager. The memory is almost nil. So what is that process which can still pick us up to the highest understanding of love of God? That is exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply in the process of chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna. So, this Hare Krishna mantra is non-different from Krishna himself. Krishna is absolute, and similarly his name, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, everything is on the same transcendental platform. So when one chants the name Krishna, he is immediately brought into contact with Krishna. The name Krishna and Krishna are non-different, and we see the practical proof of the efficacy of chanting this holy name. Although all of us who are gathered here, who have come from foreign countries, we were not born in the family of Brahmins. We were not even born in the family of Vaishnavas. Still, although we were born in the lowest class of people, practically Changalas, still, by chanting this name of Krishna, we have been elevated to the platform of Vaishnavas. This is said, Kiva Vitra Kiva Nyasi Suja Keni Naya. Yay Krishna Tattva Veta Shay Guru Haya. one can be born in the family of a bhikkhu or a learned Brahmin. One can be born in the family, one can be born in a lower class family or sudra. One may be of the renounced order of life. If he does not know the science of Krishna, he cannot be considered guru. But one who has mastered the science of Krishna, he is considered guru. So, we can only give so much thanks to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to all the most merciful acharyas, and especially to our most beloved spiritual masters, because they have all given us this chance to know the highest truth of all, Lord Sri Krishna. So on this day, when we are all gathered together, it marks the opening ceremony of our first temple here in Mayapur. Our only purpose, we the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, is to fulfill his desire. And as he has expressed it, his desire is only to fulfill the mission of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wished it that there should be a spiritual city, Sridhar Mayapur, where all the world could see an ideal spiritual community existing. Practically now, we the disciples of Swami Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada wish to make this a fact. This first building, which will serve as a residential building and as school and classroom, we hope to be just one of a very big spiritual city which can be constructed. In this way, by the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wished that Europeans and Americans and Westerners from all over the world could take part in chanting along with the people of India, we wish to make the fact that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation of Godhead revealed to the whole world. So, I would like to pay on behalf of all my God brothers our sincere and humble thanks to Sripad Sridhar Maharaj for gracing us today. We are so much grateful that you have come to visit our Guru Maharaj and to help us to open this temple, which we hope will be pleasing to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
এই রকম জিনিসের জন্য, এই সুযোগ জিনিসের জন্য এইসব কোথা হতে এলো আমাদের চিন্তা করবার বিষয়, চিন্তা করবার বিষয়। ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর তাঁর সস্নেহ ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর deep and affectionate heart conceived that why not Sri Chaitanya Dev Prima Dharma is capturing the world. It is so self-evident. It is the only constructive religion to be part respecting. And why not this is appreciated? This cannot but be appreciated. He has not only taught that east, west, far west, all world will come under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Dev, but also he very strongly taught that in future no other religion will exist than the religion of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Nama Sankirtan. This also he has said, portrayed. And for Prabhupada, his higher heart was trying utmost to spread this idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur at this place of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to the every nook and the corner of the world. Why not, men? They should accept such a nature and fairness and so healthy religion and so simple religion. It cannot be denied that we are so many particles. We are conditioned beings. Why not we seek some absolute center for our health, saranagati? This is self-evident as dhanyam atmanivedanam. When there is dhanyam, when there is real, sincere feeling of oneself, the next thing cannot but come to take shelter under some greater power. And that relation must be of love and affection. Love and the beauty and the love is controlling the central thing, not power. Power cannot control, does not be the control in the extreme center, but love should be. In a sincere heart, this must be reflected. So, there's affectionate and a deep thinking heart of Bhakti Vinod Sadhu and the Prabhupada. Desire. And that desire means Mahaprabhu's desire and Krishna's desire. And that has been embodied in Swami Maharaj. And so many of efficient men have tried, peasants, wives have tried, both ladies and gentlemen, joined his mission to work out his pure success. This we pray and we feel.
And his mother's age was about 70 years. He was the youngest son of his family. Still, for the deliverance of the fallen souls of the world, he took sannyas. So, the sannyas order is accepted according to the predecessors. He's talking. In Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are three dandi sannyas. A Mahabhavi Sankar Sampradaya, they are ekadandi. Our Vaishnava Sampradaya, three dandi sannyas is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Many great preachers and authorities, they took sannyas, three dandi sannyas. Tridanna means kaya, man and vakya, body, mind and words. In this law there are four laws, three kaya, man, vakya and one the person. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire was that Indians should take up the responsibility for preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness all over the world. As I was explaining last night, Bharat Bhumite Paira Manusya Janma Jaya Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paro Pokas. The Indians were meant for giving something to the world, but unfortunately they have become beggars, simply asking something from the world. We have got such a great culture, Vedic culture, that we can give tremendous benefit to the whole world. But we have given up. There are so many Jagat Gurus, but for us they have not seen even what is Jagat.
But still, they are passing on as Jagat Guru. But they are limited. Action is within the well. 3 years, that's all.
Upamanduka.
Upamanduka does not know what is Atlantic Ocean. Frog. If frog living within the well, it is in form. There is Atlantic Ocean, sir, which is called Jagat. This is not Jagat. You have become Jagat Guru within the well. You become Jagat Guru. Go to the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. Please, the Vedic culture. Then you claim to become Jagat Guru. Otherwise, don't falsely claim within the limit of your well. Kupamandukonya. So, we have to select a person who can preach the Vedic culture all over the world. And this Krishna consciousness movement means properly training. Now this boy, Mahansa Swami, is known from today as Mahansa Swami. He was Brahmachari. He is coming from Parsi community of Bombay. Similarly, we are selecting from all communities and training them how to become preachers of the Vedic culture. We require hundreds and thousands of preachers. Although we have got centers all over the world, but that is not sufficient. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted in every village and every town all over the world. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram. Sarvatra prachar hoibe mor nam. He wanted the Prithivite on the surface of the globe. As many towns and cities and villages are there. Everywhere, this Krishna consciousness movement must be spread. So we have got a tremendous task. And the responsibility is more or less on the Indians. As I've already explained, Bharat Bhumite Hoyo Manusya Janmula. Manusya, those who are actually human beings, born in this holy land of Bharatvarsha, they should learn this Vedic culture thoroughly and preach all over the world so that they may be benefited. Parupukar, for want of this Vedic culture, the whole world is in darkness. Tamo, mukundangri, nishevanai. Tamo means this darkness. So, instead of competing there, in other things, how one can drink wine and one can eat fish and flesh, we are making competition in that way. There is no question of competing in this way. Just give them knowledge so that they may be saved. This human form of life is not meant for becoming animals. So, my request again, that those who are actually proud of becoming an Indian, they should come join and preach this cult all over the world. Thank you very much.